Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Gwen Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Signal-Reed, and our guest this week, Clarissa Kosis. Each week at this time, we visit with authors, editors or publishers, and sometimes artists who have regional or local connections. We ask some questions and hope to find out a little bit about their lives and what prompts them to do their art. We give them an opportunity to read some of their work for us or to tell us what inspired it. And today we're very pleased to have Clarissa Kosis with us. Welcome, Clarissa.
Hello. How are you?
Clarissa Kosis is an artist now living in Campbellford. She was brought up in Fort Erie and attended the University of Florida in Gainesville. She has exhibited her work in many solo exhibitions in many places, including Toronto. She is well known for her perceptive portraits and is admired for her great skill in the use of egg tempera. In 2014, she and her daughter made a collection of her artwork and published a book of plates interspersed with poems, short prose, and commentary. And they called it Clarissa Dreams. So, Clarissa, what prompted you to take your art and make your book, Clarissa Dreams?
Well, being an artist, I wanted to leave my only child, Alicia Shabbat Legion, a legacy of my paintings and a little booklet of my own making. Alicia was in the same group of writers as Michael H. Hansen, who happened upon my paintings on Facebook at about the same time. He began writing poetry inspired by five of these paintings. I was intrigued. We started corresponding, and he suggested we write a book together, his poems with my paintings. However, Shabbat had much bigger dreams. Why not invite writers that she knew to also write for the 32 paintings that I finally selected? And that, in a nutshell, is how my dream began.
Oh, that's lovely. So it went from something very personal to something
that's
much
right.
wider.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it became completely international. And this is where Clarissa Dreams comes into play, because he wrote a poem and I took that title. It says here, every dream, so it would seem, gleams with hidden apparitions, so please hearken to my lyrics and their subtle admonitions. Yes, the dreamer is a schemer who embraces ecstasy, forgetting every redeemer's legendary apostasy. Thus all our dreams are crumbling seams in the glare of rising judgment, whence the charming sins of evening, birth of pilgrims, dawning lament. Because a dream is just a dream, illusory, pale mystery, that dream and the dreamer can't redeem.
Oh.
There we go. So yeah. that is how Clarissa Dreams began.
Came about. Right. Because it now involves so many more people, it must have been a lot of work. So how did you decide which poems to put in and how to arrange them and the format?
That took a long time. Actually, it was very difficult because once we got so many writers coming in, we had to set back. There were far, far more poets mm-hmm. than there were writers. And the book was originally what they call a charity book. And we did raise a lot of money for cancer research and
cool.
lupus. Because a couple of the writers have lupus. And actually, one of my favorite writers, John Manning, which I'll do a short reading of, just recently died.
Oh, that's sad.
And he from cancer. So,
how long did that process take?
A good 6 months.
Yeah, I imagine.
It was extensive.
So what did you decide to include in it? Tell us a little bit more.
Because my own work is quite diverse, I wanted diversity with writers as well. So if there were too many for one of the paintings, I would eliminate or use the best one. And because we wanted writers for each of the 32 that we selected.
You would balance them up.
Yeah, to balance it up. Mm. So then it ended up by me shuffling it and trying to not put too many poems in one section and very few writings. So, yes, it took quite a while to process it.
I have to ask you, were you surprised at some of the responses to the poems?
I was amazed. And also, not only the diversity, but the fact that there was incredible age difference. I had at least two women that were in their late 70s, but I also had a young child of 12
oh, wow.
who wrote about bullying. And it was such a major thing with her school. So she wrote a story about this young boy being bullied. And being a writer, she was pretending it was a boy instead of her. So, yeah, I really enjoyed the fact that there was such a diversity.
Now, you had you said that you used this as a charity book in the first place and you raised all this money.
Yeah.
But sort of looking at it from the reader's perspective, what did you hope the reader would get from a book like this?
Well, I believe what everybody was saying, we've really created a hybrid. This is mm-hmm. not a normal book. This is not... I have seen art books where there's the odd, very few little lines, but nothing where there's an actual stories and poetry inspired by my paintings,
right.
Which is a very different thing. And so yeah. that in itself was very, very unusual. And so, because it was an unusual thing, and also the fact that we did manage to get some really good writers, it went international and it went number one within the second day it
wow.
was out. We lucked out because of the writers.
Well, you must
primarily.
Have been pleased.
People didn't know me.
Now they do.
Yes.
Well, would you like to read us some excerpts from Clarissa Dreams?
Yeah. John Manning is...
So this is the gentleman you were telling us about?
Yes, this is a gentleman that recently died. He was my daughter's mentor as well, and I got to know his wife. And one of the lovely things about Clarissa Dreams is that I really have kept in touch with a number of the writers.
Mm.
He's kind of like my daughter who writes in many genres, but this is a very short little poem. And it's against a painting I did in Ake Tempera of my grandson named Adam.
Maybe.
And Adam was about 3 at the time that I painted this. So this little story is reflected in seeing the painting. Okay, it's called Time Out by John Manning. I didn't mean to do it. Like the time when I dumped that bottle of peroxide stuff on Jeannie's hair. I just wanted her to feel better. I didn't know it would make her hair all streaky and full of funny colors. Didn't do that when Mum put it on my finger and when it got cut down by the creek. It just got all bubbly and stuff and it stinged a little. I got put in time out. Then there was a time I painted the Easter eggs. I just wanted to surprise everyone. I thought it'd be neat while Mum and Papa were gone to the store. I got the eggs and painted them all kinds of pretty colors. I tried to clean the paint off the table, but it just smeared and got sticky. The water didn't do nothing except make it worse. Mom and Papa were so mad I didn't know that the eggs were supposed to be boiled first, and then no one told me you had to kind of use a special kind of paint. I got put in time out again. I'm really in trouble this time, all on account I tore my t-shirt that Grandma gave me for Christmas. I didn't see the nail sticking out of the board till it was too late, and then when I tried to use Mama's machine to fix it, I didn't mean to make smoke come out of it or to make it smell funny like after a lightning storm. So I got scared, and I wished real hard that everyone else would go to time out instead of me. I wished oh so hard. I ain't seen no one since yesterday. I know what I didn't do, but I don't know how to fix it. I didn't say for how long the time out was supposed to be. I hope it's soon. I'm getting really hungry.
Oh, that is so sweet.
And again, and it's in that wonderful tone of a 3-year-old.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
it sounds just like a child. You feel so sorry for him. He really is trying to do his best.
Yeah, of course.
Do you have another one for us?
Well, yes, I can do one by my daughter. It's called My Kraken, and it's a very short little one as well.
And what is this one?
It's called My Kraken,
and the painting?
The painting is with a little boy. And it's called Sad Boy because I painted this little boy with my girlfriend's son who was really annoyed by the time we finished taking all these photos of him. And he's almost in tears.
Aww.
And anyway, this is a little story that my daughter wrote. It was a small kraken, as krakens go, but little and in good health. Its barnacle tentacles were moist and gelatinous. It slithered up the ladder that clung to the blue and white striped pontoon boat. Coiled within one of its limbs was a small shell, which was held protectively. The kraken, blinking eyes, expelled lake water, opening and closing rapidly, almost coquettishly. The pontoon rocked with the kraken's weight. but the creature held firmly, inching itself across the top of the pontoon's rails, sending fishing rods flying. It flayed a tentacle with determination, its desired object in view. "Hello," it screeched in a high-pitched, scratchy kind of screech. "I am a scary kraken." And it was. The kraken thumped to the deck in some exhaustion and pushed itself slowly toward the front of the boat. Krakens do not climb particularly well and are not true land creatures. No, a kraken is a water beast, graceless on a hard surface, but like a ballerina in the water. Many a kraken has made a name for itself in this area, if only amongst other krakens. The heat from the sun made the kraken quiver, but it did not waver in its determination. An excited huffing noise could be heard heaving through its gills, and the small kraken almost lost its grip on the shell. The kraken made sure that one of its sucking cups kept hold of its treasure. It wriggled excitedly and crawled as fast as it was able, and at last, gasping, pressed its weight against the boy, who held his hand on the steering wheel and the other hand outstretched. The kraken's form began to melt and lapsed into that of a large black dog with the shell held carefully in its mouth. "Good boy, Brutus," the boy said. "But I said get the bell, not the shell." The were-dog's tail drooped as it laid the shell down, gave a sheepish look, and then licked the boy's face in apology.
So once again, she's captured the child's voice.
Yeah, again, it's that whole...
Yeah, I wish the listeners could see the pictures.
Yes, that's really the idea of the being that they were to elicit ideas from the painting. And there's actually a lot of serious stuff. I'm right now kind of relating more, because I love the humor, and both John Manning and my daughter were very funny, and they write very funny. So it's my choices. Anyway, there we go.
Well, thanks, Clarissa. We're talking with Clarissa Kosas, an artist from Campbellford, with her book, Clarissa Dreams. Join us again after this short break.